You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Tipperary. We're back over the obstacles in Ireland with a 7-race National Hunt card. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, I'm fine, pal. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. What do you make of it tonight? It's definitely a tricky end to the card, at least.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Most UK punters won't even know where to start in those three races, so hopefully I can just guide you in the right direction, courtesy of my, I've got to be honest, Irish point-to-point man. Richard Pugh, had a quick chat with him this morning, so I'm only relying on the information that he's given me, plus a little bit added in of my own. Hopefully we should be able to navigate our way through the card.
Yeah, what do you make of it before that, though, Andy? Because some big fields, healthy field sizes, competitive stuff.
Yeah, I do actually fancy two. First two races, my main betting races. I'm having a decent punt on one in the 6.05, and I quite fancy one to fall the favourite in the first.
All right, well, let's get stuck into that then. The first race is the 5.30. We start here with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed by Theo's Well, who's 10 to 11. It's 15 to 8 for Patsio. All About Alfie is 6 to 1. 9's for Bally Bryan. 12's for Dancing Meadows. And 25 to 1 are bigger prices for the others. Go on then, Andy. Which one do you think will floor the favourite?
Well, I hope Patsio. He's been a bit unlucky in recent times, not to win over hurdle so far. Of course, he's a winner of a bumper under similar conditions to tonight. It's going to be very heavy and testing at Tipperary. And his three runs lately have all been to a reasonable standard. He was third behind a horse I quite like called Arctic Skipper back at Nice on the 22nd of February. Followed that up with a gain, another good run at Garen behind Tushan, who finally got off the mark that day. And he was in really lucky the last day when he was second to Master Appeal, a horse I quite rate. I actually tipped John Carley's horse to run well the other night at Killarney, but unfortunately he didn't run due to the changing in conditions. But Patsio was hugely unlucky that day. I mean, he's going really well. He's in a good track position at the one at the top of the hill, which is the third last. And unfortunately, Mizian, who was in second at the time, fell right in front of him and he had nowhere to go, ran into him, lost all his momentum, lost his position. Lost any chance, really, to be fair, and he did really well in the circumstances, therefore, to get within 2.5 lengths of the eventual winner, of course, at the run of the race. So I think he probably would have got off the mark that night. So we're looking at almost like a horse who has won a maiden, which is still a maiden. Obviously, respect Theo as well, who comes here via a run the other day on the flat at Clonmel, just to blow away the cobwebs. Obviously, he hasn't run over hurdle since last August, when run up behind Lean and Keane. And he's got a bit of soft ground form, and he's trained by, of course, Michael Winters, who's got a real affinity and association with his track. This is the track where Rebel Fritz often struts his stuff, and I know that the trainer trains very close to the track. It looks between the two, but I do think value is within Patsio tonight. Like I say, he was unlucky last time.
Patsio friendly then in the opener. The second race is the 6.05. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 102. Oscar Sam is 7s into 6s at the top of the market. 7 to 1 for Sam and Tom and Don Franco. 8 to 1 for Letta McAward. 10 to 1 for Dactic. 10s also for Kennedy's Moor and Molly's Affair and Lakefield and Stugan Cross. And 12s or bigger for the others. Open race, Andy, you've already mentioned that you quite fancy one in here as well, so talk us through your thoughts there.
Yeah, I quite like Molly's Affair, although she hasn't won a race yet. It's not through lack of trying. I do think she's a fairly useful mare. Just sort of circumstances of the races that she's been running in of late haven't quite panned out for her, and I think she probably would have put a one by her name. Her best run on the figures was when she was third down in Thurles back in March. That was a real humdinger of an affair. They went a good gallop that day. Drizag Boy took the race, who's now gone fencing, believe it or not. But there's been loads out of that race that have run well subsequently. Kilcross bore the run-up. He's performed creditably since. Monaster Egg in Porrick, of course, was fifth in that race. He won at Killarney the other night. Basically, just telling us that form line and speed figure is about as reliable as you're going to get in this kind of race. Molly's Affair herself went to Limerick the next time, and she travelled conspicuously well throughout that race. She almost went too strongly in the hands of Roger Loughlin, so much so that by the time she'd come to the last, she was a little bit of a spent force. But I just love the way she went through that race. She's clearly in a really good place at the moment. If Roger Loughlin can just get hold of her a little bit and perhaps just, you know, be a little bit more resistant to restraint, then I do think she's going to take a high rank here tonight. Our rate are really good each way, but hopefully they'll go a big, good pace because it's Sam and Tom in the race. And that's what she needs. She wants a strongly run affair. She wants horses to drag her into the race. Ground shouldn't be a problem. Trip's ideal. Everything set fair for Molly's Affair to run a huge race. And I'm obviously thin on the ground with Inspiration tonight and Selection, so she's got to be the best bet on the card at the prices.
Okay, best bet on the card at the prices. Molly's Affair in the 6.05. The 6.35 is the third race on the card. This is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. Horrendous Hullabaloo is the 7-4 favourite. 4-1 for Agent Sands. Jan's Boy is 4-1. 5-1 for Tushan. And then 12-1 and double figure prices for the others. So the betting suggests there's not really too many of these to consider, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Well, I'd probably have to go for Horrendous Hullabaloo, or Horrendous Hullabaloo, as Des would say. He's been a bit of a frustrating character lately, but he has been dying at the very top table in some of these big hot handicaps he's been contesting over the last month or two. He was unlucky second to Golden Plan down in Thurles 4 starts ago, and his last 2 runs have been at the big Spring Festivals, Fairy House and Punchestown respectively. Again, he's acquitted himself okay, but he's always looked a chaser in the making. I've actually been surprised that Mouse Morris has been holding him back a little bit, but Mouse has got a really good record with these kind of horses. We saw Ravished, a similar type to him. He landed a handicap chase of the night down in Killarney. I think this one can make up into a useful type of that kind of ilk. Of course, he's a point-to-point winner in the past when he was a four-year-old, so he's got plenty of experience of running over the larger obstacles. And it's almost like a process elimination I arrive at him, because the next 3 or 4 in the betting all have slightly iffy profiles. Obviously, Agent Sands has got to be taken on trust that John Kiley's worked his magic with him. Of course, he used to be with Joanna Morgan, and of course now she doesn't train anymore, so we don't know where we stand with him. Tushan has run appallingly on his last 2 starts. He'd have a chance otherwise. And of course, Jan's Boy represents local trainer Michael Winters, but you know, he was fourth in a point-to-point the other day and got beat quite away. So yeah, we're not left with a lot. So I'll go with Horrendous Hullabaloo. He's a fairly useful hurdler, and if he can translate that form over the smaller obstacles to the larger, then hopefully he's got a chance of taking that beginner's chase.
On to race 4 next, the 7.05. This is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. It's for 5-year-olds and older that are rated 0 to 116. It's 4-1 the field this morning with Stonehall Jack, heading the market. 9-2 for Winter Magic. Final Gift is 6s, 7s for DeBenno, 8-1 for Character Actor. Fairmore is 8-1 as well, and 10s or bigger for the others. Nice open race to get stuck into there, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, not a race I'm mad keen on, if I'm being truthful. Final Gift is obviously very interesting, considering he was sent off 3-1 favourite to win that hot handicap at Leopardstown on his last start. Don't know really what went wrong with him that day. Connections obviously be scratching their heads. He's clearly better than that. Stonehall Jack has been fairly consistent of late. Winter Magic comes here via a fall the other day, but he's obviously going to be very dangerous if he can stay on his feet. Finia won quite well down in Downpatrick the other day. I like the way that horse travelled, and under a £6 penalty, it wouldn't surprise me if he stepped up to the plate here and was to go very well once again. But of those ones I mentioned, I'd probably favour Winter Magic. I just think he's got the best profile of this lot. He's probably the most reliable. Okay, you know, he wasn't in the process of winning the other day when he fell at Limerick, but he was still there or thereabouts. Other than that fall, he's a fairly consistent performer. And if I'm looking to put something up on a podcast, I think he's going to run well for punters looking to have a bet in a race like this, then he's the obvious choice. So around about 5-1 this morning, Winter Magic tentatively gets a vote in that 7.05.
Okay, tentative selection for Andy there. Then the 7.40 is the fifth race on the card. This is a novice hunter chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. Island Master is the 9-4 favourite. 3-1 for Dr. Braveheart. 5-1 for Tiger Sam. Celtic Thunder is 6s. 8s for Blackwood Rover. And 10s or bigger for the others. So the market surrounding Island Master and Dr. Braveheart this morning, Andy, they've got form from Cork where they both placed. Island Master was behind Dr. Braveheart on that occasion, but is ahead of him in the betting today. So do you fancy the places to be reversed?
Yeah, there's not a great deal between them, is there? Island Master cut out the running that day. He made 1 or 2 mistakes on the way around, but he only lost out on the running. to Dr. Braveheart, who plotted a course near the standside rail and just nutted him in the latter stages. So it's a spin of a coin, really. I've asked my point-to-point man if there's anything to be concerned of with the others or what he would come up with. And to be honest, he said it's really poor stuff and he would probably go with that form down in Cork. He reckons that's probably the best line. So who am I to, consider otherwise? So I'd probably go with Dr. Braveheart at the prices. You know, 137-2 seems a fair enough price for a horse who's already beaten the other one. Like I say, he looks the value bet in that race.
OK, on to the penultimate race this evening. This is the 8-10. This is a point-to-point bumper over 2.25 miles. Monbeg Rose heads the market at 6-4, 6-1 for Flights of Fantasy. Denali is 8 with Gentle Mel. Jodie's Miss is also 8-1, 11-1 for Kate Van Hall, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Obviously, loads of point-to-point form in there, Andy, but I don't know much about it. But I would be drawn to Willie Mullins with a mare for a winning point-to-pointer, 6-4 at the top of the market as well.
Yeah, Monbeg Rose. She won a point-to-point down in Torella. That was on a vastly different surface to the one that she races on tonight. But she's out of a Roselia mare, so there's a good chance that she'll handle the heavy ground. Although it has to be a small concern that she hasn't been on ground as testing as this. If you are thinking about taking a short price, my point-to-point man said she was quite impressive that day when she won. He also likes Denali in Flora Fantasy, both bred to be decent, but They won fairly modest contests, and today will tell us whether they've got the right progression. And of the others that Rich mentioned to me, Jodie's Miss would be the value, he reckons. He was there that day when this horse won last time out, and he was quite impressed. Made most of the running as well that day, jumped well, quick and well, and got the job done quite emphatically. Prior to that, made all the running to win at Quakerstown as well, and tried to cut out most of the running when second at Liz Carroll as well. So a horse that does jump well, likes to race prominently, which is often a bonus in these kind of races. And around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, Jodie's Miss looks the value each way bet in that 8-10.
Okay, and the final race is the 8:45. We finish with another point-to-point bumper. It's over 2.25 miles, and Knock Nanas heads the market at 4-6. 11-2 for Alkalion. Jack the Wire is 11-2. 9-1 for Time is Time. Mick the Jiver is 18-1, and 20s or bigger for the others. This favourite, Andy, it's quite interesting, really, because he was sent to Willie Mullins, ended up back with Michael Winters, who he started with, and 4-6 ahead of the market. I know it's a positive that Michael Winters at Tipperary, but what do you make of the whole situation?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Richard said on the text. He was really impressive that day when he won the last time we saw him. Knockhouse couldn't have won any more easy. Obviously, all the checkbooks were on the table, and he knew he was going to go for telephone numbers. He went for 180 grand to Willie Mullins, and now he's back with Michael Winters. Rich doesn't know why either. He's got no idea why he's back at base camp, as it were. But with that in mind, obviously, could be worth opposing at a very skinny price. Alkaline is the one that Rich has put forward to me, and at 11-2 with William Hill this morning, that could well be the bet. He was hugely impressed with the way this horse won last time out at Monk's Grange, under similar conditions that he's going to face tonight. The race has already worked out well. Apparently, at the time of the race, it's quite good considering these conditions. And he looks the value bet in the race. He also mentions one at a big price to me as well, Pete the Pear, which is available back at 20-1 this morning. Only fourth on debut at a track called Inch. I have no idea what or how that track shapes up. But if Richard spotted something with that horse's performance that day, then it's certainly worth noting. Obviously, he was gaining in the latter stage of that race after being well behind. So just a couple to throw into the mix at big prices. If you didn't want to take a skinny price about Knockhouse, Alkaline, Avalids are back at 11-2 with William this morning, and Pete the Pear at a much bigger price at 20s.
Superb. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Tipperary one more time.
Yeah, I can't really take all the credit tonight here at Tipperary. My man Richard Pugh, the Irish point-to-point expert, has helped me with the last three races. But hopefully I can justify my podcast being, as it were, by giving you a fairly decent rundown of the first four races. Patsy O is one of my strongest bets on the card in the first race. My best bet of the prices is Molly's Affair in the 6.05. If she settles early on, I'd expect her to make a big impact in the back end of the race. The two difficult races for me, the 6.35 and 7.05, I haven't got a particularly strong opinion here. Horrendous Hullabaloo would be my nominal choice in the first of those. And then I'll go with Winter Magic each way in the 7.05. Then it's over to my point-to-point expert for these last three selections, Dr. Braveheart, who finished ahead of Island Master last time out at Cork, just gets the vote there. And then we've got what could be a domination in short price favourites, but it'll be churlish for me to stick those up at short prices, and I'll go with the value each way bets. Jody's missing the 8-10, and in the final race, another each way selection in the shape of the top one, Alkalion.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Tipperary this evening.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.